The ban would not restrict farmers in any way, but it would only let most people use phosphorus-based fertilizers to establish a new lawn, or if they can prove that their soil is phosphorus deficient. Madison Democratic sponsor Spencer Black says that's normally not a problem in Wisconsin soils, and given that phosphorus runoff leads to large algae blooms and lakes, Black says it's common sense to restrict it where you can.
This is an important but easy step we can take to clean up our lakes and to stop the growth of weeds and algae that foul our lakes and harm fish habitat.
The measure would also restrict stores from displaying phosphorus-based fertilizers on their shelves. West Salem Republican Mike Hipsch wanted to strip that provision from the bill. He says it's an undue burden on retailers, especially given that they're allowed to display products like alcohol and tobacco.
We restrict the use and sale of those products. We do not restrict the display of those products. Why would fertilizer rise above any of those?
In the end, the restriction on retailers was left in place, and Hipsch and every other assembly legislator in attendance moved this plan along to the state Senate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.